What's up, E-Daddy? What's going on? Hello, Mr. Brosvick. What's happening, my friend? Welcome to the Waffle Mafia Podcast. This is your weekly podcast for the Waffle Mafia to do our weekly waffle wrap-up, talk about all the things that's been going on in the Waffle Mafia, all the things that are happening throughout the groups, so you guys make all these things happen all the time. I just get to be the dude who pops in here and talks to you about it and what all's going down in the Masters world. So, with that said, we always like to start the show off with a pause for the cause. I rock that shirt better. I hear you got my sup ladies. That's a big shout out to James Manning and Kisa. Got this for me last year. I've been rocking it ever since. Let's get that pause for the cause. And get it in. What's up, Cassandra? Samisha? Hey, hey, hey. What up, Humel? Hummel? Candyman? Can? It's glad to be here. Hope I can help the ball club. You know that's right. Well, now that you're here and you're in the podcast, just like every week, if you're in the podcast and you comment in the live comments while we're going live, you will be entered into Thirsty Thursday. So Thirsty Thursday, sort of one of the Waffle Mafia traditions. We do that over at Lucky Legends. Of course, for the folks who are new or anybody who doesn't know the Waffle Mafia, who might be listening to this at a later time, because what we're doing now, we're actually recording the podcast live on Facebook, and then we're going back and pulling the audio so that we can play that later through Podbean if you want to look up Waffle Mafia Podcast there, or if you are listening on YouTube, you can do that as well. So, multiple ways to listen to the Waffle Mafia Podcast. Obviously not tonight since we're on Lucky Legends, and that would mean that only the folks that are in Lucky Legends are able to go live with me. So, appreciate that. What's up, Dirt? Dirt said about time. You know that's right. So Dirt's the producer. Dirt takes care of all of the stuff on the other side of the house. Of course, we're streaming live through Facebook tonight. So with that said, Dirt will then jump in and edit out my stupidity. Makes the podcast very short. Big shout out, Dirt. I appreciate you, man, and everything you do. We're having a little pod party. You know that's right. A little pause for the calls to get it in right. Kel Shaw, big shout out to you out on the road, buddy. Be careful, be safe. Appreciate you tuning in, listening, and all that good stuff. Couple birthdays I want to throw out there. Of course, we gave a shout out to Mr. Joe Amato over at the Fans of Power podcast. He and Tyler Baker do that podcast. That is your weekly Masters of the Universe podcast as well. Also done through popculturenetwork.com with Dirt, and Dirt produces that as well. So very popular show. I love listening to Joe. If you guys haven't heard that, check it out. Tyler's pretty okay too. So big shout out today to Joe because it's Joe's birthday. And if anybody keeps up with Joe Amato, you know that Joe wears the Modulok mask. And so I thought it would be fun this morning to do a happy birthday to sweet baby Joseph. And I did a baby picture with a baby Jesus Modulok head. So it's probably one of the worst things I've done this week. I hope you guys have had a good week. I hope everything has been happy in your hometown Eternia. That was something cool that we did last week. Dan Rice kind of got that started, so big shout out to Dano. And it's about keeping us all intimate and knowing each other and interacting with each other so that we are in each other's lives and we are a part of each other's lives. So what we did was sort of just like hometown Eternia, go live, show your house, show what you work for, show what's important to you, share some things with the group, share part of your life with the group. So that was kind of fun to do that. Another big shout out that I want to give, a birthday shout out, and I don't know that he's in the room, but he is a member of Lucky Legends, and he just joined recently. So Kerry Von Erich Ratliff, sir, you will always be Kerry Von Erich Ratliff. Happy birthday to you, sir, because it is also your birthday. So shout out to you if you hop on. Two arms, two arms. Kevin Castillo's in the room. I'll have a little pause for the calls to you, good sir. And with that said, We've got some waffle business we've got to attend to. Shipping being the first. I'm always struggling with shipping. But the biggest thing was we kicked off our hashtag week of thanks last week. And the Waffle Mafia stayed very active throughout all of the pages, even our own over on Great Unboxing, over at Evolution, throughout Lord of Destruction Waffles, Law Wheel. Of course, not a lot going on down that way. He's just getting power up and going. But, of course, John and Cassandra doing their thing over both with Evo and also over on Most Powerful Auctions or Most Powerful Waffles. So we'll give a little plug, lilhebay.com, for that for this past week. But, yeah, the Waffle Mafia is busy this week. We were on every single day once we got kicked off on Wednesday with the podcast, and we did Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And, of course, that means we've got a lot of stuff to send out. So I've got tons of stuff that's got to go out. I still have a few of the things from Sorcery Saturday from last week that still have to go. So I'm going to run through who the winners were. I've listened through it a couple times. I was looking for a couple different names. Some folks have messaged me and asked if they won. But I should have everything out and on the way and get the winnings to you guys first thing in the morning. So I've been working on that this week. It's been a very crazy week over here in my piece of Eternia. So what's up, Crystal Ball Dabilo? What's going on? JD Gibbs, what's up, my man? Let's see. We did Thanksty Thursday this past week. Of course, that was on Thanksgiving. The God Waffler kicked us off with a big mega waffle on Wednesday night. What's up, AJ Spencer? What's going on, my dude? So God Waffler kicked us off with that on Wednesday night. We then did Thanksty Thursday on Thursday night. Did a Man-at-Arms Classics. Magnus Vermags took that home. Did a 2000X Man-at-Arms. Joe Teague took that home. A giant Man-at-Arms went out to Mr. Black. We did the Evo, the Motu Evolution giveaway. So Motu Evolution, of course, one of the other groups out there that sharing the Masters love every day. They wanted to do a giveaway. Mr. John Itis wanted to do that. And so John had sent me the Rotar and Twistoid. We gave that away during Thanksty Thursday. That went out to one of our own. It went out to Wiley Cat. So Wiley Cat, that was a big win for you, my dude. What's up, Gilliland? Scotty Guns in the room. Paul Poppy. What's up, Poppy? What's going on, my man? Big Show Ito. Good to have you, my sir. Oh. I was just about to say your name because it's all over the stuff that happened on Slithery Saturday night. So, had a 2000X He-Man mag went out to, or not magazine, but a comic out to Brian Obman, one of the admin over at Evo. A big shout out to you, buddy. 85 Thanksgiving poster, also to Wiley Cat. Wiley Cat's been tearing it up this week. Did a Sweet Baby Merman sticker going out to Grim Dagon. Kelshaw McGraw picked up the Double Down. So we had the Double Down this past week. We still are due a Double Down for this week. Of course, that's going to be, I'm going to do that tomorrow night as part of Thirsty Thursday. So for the folks who are looking for the Double Down and why has that not been done yet, we'll do that on Thirsty Thursday also. We'll have a separate wheel for you guys. And if anybody's wondering how you get the pizza? Double Down, you just go all in for Thirsty Thursday and Syrupy Saturday, depending on what that may be. And that gets you in for the Double Down wheel. And that's a separate deal. I always give away a separate prize for that. Normally pretty sweet. So this past week did a Star comic, one of the old Star comics that had the Meteorbs on it. So the very cool one with He-Man and Meteorbs coming in. And also did that record. So it is a read, hear, speak, or whatever record. Hear, read, listen, pause for the calls. For all of y'all's, thanks for everybody hanging out with me, man. I really appreciate y'all jumping in, being a part of the podcast. Big Show said he was due, no doubt. Slithery Saturday moving on was pretty good to the Big Show. Started off with the Snake Man-at-Arms for T. Willie, so Travi Wills just killed it this week. Serpentine Hiss, so did a Serpentine King Hiss. Classics went out to the Big Show. Did a 2000X Tila. So Magnus for Mags, Stevie Alphabet, as most of the folks in the group know him. Magnus had messaged me, wanted to give away a 2000X Tila, and so he was just feeling pumped up, wanted to share something with the group. So big shout out to you, man, for doing that. So a 2000X Snake Tila went out, is going out to Jeremiah Jensen. Jeremiah, that's yours, my brother. Got an MVC Hiss comic we did. Dagon as Grim did a leg repair Hiss and Mini. That also goes out to Big Show Ito. And Lashore out to Magnus Vermags. A Waffle Mafia sticker to Alphabet. And a Man at Arm Dorbs out to Travy Wheels. So that was everybody who had something. Thanksy Thursday and Sorcery Saturday. Slithery Saturday. All these different slitheries and sorceries and slotheries. Just send the sorcery from the week before. Is that going out? That's going out tomorrow as well, Candyman. I know typically a little bit quicker than this with shipping, but the holiday and being backed up with work has really got me screwed up this past week. So was hoping to get it done before, earlier in the week. So I apologize for that. Normally I like to try to be a little bit quicker with shipping. I don't like to have that stuff hanging over my head. But so very cool. Miss McKee, I still owe you a sword as well. I ain't forgot about old Monroe Ho. I owe him a Rio Blast, working on that as well, too. He wanted a vintage Rio Blast. I've been trying to find him a good one. So, Monroe, if you see this, you know why that's not gone out to you. I would never short anybody or not get your stuff to you. If there's anything anybody never gets or, you know, you've been waiting on, it hasn't come, other than that Mint on Card Shadow Weaver or that Mint and Shipping Box Fisto, please let me know, because I do try to make sure that I don't ever miss anything for you guys if there's something that you guys are waiting to get. So, and someone a book, E-Daddy, there you go, an art book. Hold pause for the calls. We'll get her on down. So, for the double down for this past week, some folks wanted to know, thanks, Candyman, I appreciate that. Appreciate what you do, man. And for you guys that don't know the Candyman, Chris Hummel, he does a Saturday night shindig over on Motu Evolution. Definitely want to check that out. Absolutely awesome thing that he does. And if you haven't been a part of a shindig, I typically don't get to catch it because we're getting ready for Syrupy Saturday, or we're trying to get Graylin squared away or whatever for Saturday nights. I've really been missing a lot of things from... I never hear anything anymore. I just get to see your all's faces on your live videos or read your comments. That's pretty much it, because we've got to be quiet around the babies. And you guys know what a great job I do at being quiet. So anyone else missing their Shadow Weaver, definitely Danny Mayonnaise. What's up, David Parr? Thanks for jumping in, man, for first time jumping in. Appreciate you being part of the podcast. Like I said, it's not normally the format we follow. We do this on YouTube, but we're trying this out with Facebook, where the producer, Dirt, can go back and pull it, and we can do it from there. So, as usual, a little bit over the halfway mark. As we are getting ready to get into the discussion won't be long. It won't be anything super major, but it's a lot of food for thought. It's some things that we were discussing in the group earlier today. I think it's very well worth discussing and seeing how you guys feel about that, or how that, you know, kind of played to you or in your mind as a child. But first of all, double down for this week. We got the Big Show, got Jakey B. Got Brent the Vugga, man. We got Amanda Reigns. We got Artemis Prime, Dagon, Kelshaw, Wilson, Hendrix, Schuler, Craig Lee Reigns, also Freebird, and Magnus Vermag. So, Mr. Alphabet, I saw you just jumped in the room there. You're also in on Double Down, and that will be a separate wheel that we'll do tomorrow night for Thirsty Thursday. Of course, whatever we talk about on the podcast, we typically try to do that for Thirsty Thursday, and that being the case, I guess the topic that we wanted to, or that got started in the group this morning, the stuff that we were discussing, was really more centered around the origin of He-Man. And if you want to go back, I guess what I would call what was first an origin for me, and it's the iconic image from the Alcala mini comics with He-Man. You know, we used it for the podcast logo for this evening, but with He-Man waving to the tribe. And so what we see, it says, the mighty figure stood at the edge of the jungle that had until this day always been his home. He-Man, the tribe's greatest warrior, waved his farewell. So what we see in the beginning here, and of course this is your tribal tribesman He-Man, as most of you guys know who are friends with me in the group and or have listened to the podcast before, you know that I'm very big on the Alcala-style He-Man and sort of the darker, more barbaric early origins of He-Man. The artwork, the box artwork, super big deal to me. Samantha McKee, I don't have an icer. Sammy, did you say you didn't have an icer? Steven Magnus Vermags does. But so, yeah, the early going of this particular figure, at least for me, was highly tied into that artwork and the way that He-Man was portrayed, and especially like in the early Alcala drawings. You got a lot of Teela and the Snake Hood. You also got the more tougher, barbaric looking He-Man there. So another beautiful piece of artwork by Alfredo Alcala. So what Classics did, I guess, you know, as we were following along with getting new characters for Classics, Classics decided at the time to make this very first figure that we see in the book there. And so this is more of your origin He-Man, your very first, your tribesman He-Man, Ular. So they give him the name Ular. Obviously, from what I just showed you, when we look in the early literature, they call him He-Man. So a lot of argument there as far as, you know, is Ular your He-Man or is He-Man, you know, just He-Man to you? And some people accept the origin story of Ular because they decided to take it a little bit deeper. So the interesting part is we almost sort of take a couple of mythos there and tie them together in order to create a very cool character that I think they come up with in Ular, just because he pays homage to the past, and then he also, they do find a way to tie him in. What's up, Dougie Fresh? What's going on, man? Good to see you in here, dude. You're always so busy keeping up with Legends stuff, you don't ever get to enjoy much Legends stuff. I appreciate you, my man. A little pause for the cause. If I can. And I can. So, the cool thing, and what I was kind of talking about here, is with the tribes, He-Man, I mean, the Ular figure that we've gotten is very, very accurate to what we see in the very first mini-comic. But what happened was with the Classics BIOS and the BIOS that they've created for Ular, they've actually tied him in to... He is a He-Man, but he is not specifically He-Man or the He-Man. We see him rescuing the goddess, and I know as you guys are familiar with the early stuff here, we have the goddess giving He-Man, or giving Ular, if you will, if that's the way that you want to accept it. To me, this was always just He-Man. Obviously, there was no Ular at the time, and I like the savage beginning of He-Man. I like the idea that he was the strongest of his tribe and that he went out into Eternia seeking adventure and, of course, runs across, you know, mythical and ancient things that are going to aid him along in his quest and in becoming the man that he is. Mr. Hummel, what book is this, if I may ask? This is... the mini comic collection, so it's very nice for using for this kind of stuff because it's so big. That is the coolest part of this book, is just the fact that all of the artwork that you get is much larger than the mini comics, so makes it very nice to read. And it has all of the collections of mini comics, not only NA, but it also has Pop in it as well. So, what's up, Mr. Amato? What's going on? So Wile E. Cat did not like the armor thing. So Wile E. Cat does not like the idea of the goddess giving him the armor. I mean, it's whichever way that you want to perceive it, you know, or how it affected you as a child. In my mind, because of the artwork and because of the way that He-Man was presented in these early mini-comics, I feel like they did Ular quite a bit of justice as far as making him true to who that figure is. And then Classics, of course, came along and, as we did with everything, try to tie it all together, which is not necessarily a bad thing in this case, but just very different. Isn't it one of the first He-Man stories via mini-comics? Yes, that is the first mini-comic. So it's really the way that He-Man was originally presented. And what I think is interesting is the quest in this particular book is to make sure that Skeletor does not get both halves of the Power Sword. So when Mattel decided to do Ular and this character was created, one of the interesting things as far as his bio goes is he is not He-Man. He is one of the folks who was one of the He-Men who were protecting and preventing the anyone from getting both halves of the Power Sword. So, interestingly enough, this sword that he holds in his hand here that comes with the Ular figure, not quite the Power Sword that we're used to. So what you see, again, going back to reference the mini comic book, as I've not showed you guys this picture like 12 times already, what I estimate to be that sword is here in the picture. So you actually have the armor, of course, his force field or his suit there, and then there's the boots. You've got your shield, your axe, and if you'll notice, there's a spear leaned up there as well. So, you know, I think it's cool that we were careful when creating this character to give him all of the touches that he has in the Alcala style, but to sort of give him his own backstory. So if you are a fan of He-Man being a tribesman, and this is He-Man, and he meets the Green Goddess, and she gives him the items that allow him to have the strength. He's got a force-filled suit. He's got the enhanced strength suit. If that's your particular telling, and that's how you feel about it, then this figure, you know, was a very nice throwback to a very iconic looking scene in Masters history, because it is how it begins. But it's how it begins in this particular telling. And so it can be lots of different things to lots of different people. So the way that Mattel ties this in with the classic story and the Ular story, which is the name that they actually gave him. So Ular Jungle He-Man, kind of goes along with a line of He-Men. See, He-Man was destined to have an axe and not some stupid sword. Magnus, I actually very much dig He-Man with an axe. I think that's in the barbaric. This figure is so tight, you literally can pose him none. I'm a big fan of the axe, because that's how Alcala drew, you know, some of that stuff. And then the swords are important, and I think the halves of the Power Sword are important. I think if you like the Prince Adam story and you like the Prince Adam origin story, then obviously the Power Sword is essential, because you have to be able to turn into He-Man. Therefore, you don't need a Green Goddess to provide you with these garments. I think that, and back to what I was saying here as far as the He-Man story goes, started out with King Grayskull, if you want to look at the line of He. So you have 500 years prior, you have King Grayskull. Also 500 years back, you have Vicor, which is the He-Man of the North. Now, Vicor isn't necessarily a He-Man. They dubbed themselves He-Men, per this telling, because they were entrusted to protect the two halves of the Power Sword. So because each of these individuals, Vicor, Wundar, and Ular, are preventing the two halves of the Power Sword from being found and being recombined, they took on the moniker He-Men, because they were protecting the secrets of the Sword of He. So a very cool tie-in by Classics there to throw an homage to that. Of course, they gave us a more original He-Man head there that comes with the figure. And then, of course, we also got the Savage Alcala head, which also comes with him as well. So very cool figure, very cool way to pay homage to the history and to the past of Masters and how things began. Now, the kicker is whether you are an Ular or you are a He-Man. And so, do you like Prince Adam? Would you prefer that this individual right here had his own story? And this is actually Savage He-Man and had an Ular upbringing, but this was the dark-headed one. I mean, who knows? Any way that you want your telling to be, that's what it can be in Eternia. But we always like to pay homage to the past, and I think Mattel did a really good job with that particular figure. It's one of the few figures, or actually one of the only ones that I know of, that has actual sculpted feet. So that's where you've got your feet from. But loincloth, very different, but very cool, very accurate to what the mini comic looks like. Spear, same way as well, has a cool bend to it. And then the sword as well. So for tomorrow night, for Thirsty Thursday, we're going to get rid of an Ular. Ular is going to go. Of course, there will be a bunch of other things as well. You guys know how we do. Also, we discussed a little bit, let's see, what's Joe saying there? What's happening, Joe? Of course, in the Vengeance of Skeletor mini comic, you see the axe on the cover, and the whole story is not shown having any weapon. And towards the end of the comic, they say he uses a weapon, but we don't see one. The Vengeance of Skeletor looks amazing. Very confusing story. I agree, because you see Skeletor wielding the axe with the ball on the top. Is that what we're talking about? I think so. No, you're talking Vengeance of Skeletor mini, where you see the axe on the cover. So you're talking about He-Man using the axe. There you go. I gotcha. Wrapping the thing up, because I don't want to run you guys too long or keep you guys too long. I appreciate you all hanging out with me. Like you said, Amato, it's all canon, good or bad. It really, whatever you're telling, you accept the most. I mean, everybody has a different way they like it. But the thing that got the conversation started this morning was a discussion about Beastmaster and the movie Beastmaster. And Beastmaster was done in 82. Very much had a Motu feel to it. In fact, as we discussed, Wiley Cat and JD and me and Dano were talking about earlier in the group, Steve and a couple of the others, that particular movie does feel very close to Masters. We even have sort of the bird people, just all kinds of interesting things going on. He's got Ru, his tiger. He's got Kodo and Podo, so he's able to telepathically communicate with animals. Beastmaster, absolutely amazing. Vic Coscarelli movie, if you guys have not, or Don Coscarelli movie, if you guys have not seen that, oh my God, please, I apologize to your childhood right now. Joe, once again, I threw you happy birthday at the beginning of the show. Happy birthday to you. We don't really know your age as far as in Eternian years, but I believe Eternian years are much shorter than human years, or actually much longer. So right now, I think you're only like 12 in Eternian years, which means your orange and black boys ought to drop just about any time. So those become the two new members of the Horde. With that said, oh my Lord, it's been a Waffle Mafia podcast. It's been fun talking to you guys. Thanks for hanging out with me. Everybody who's in the comments will have you guys in for tomorrow night for Thirsty Thursday with a shot on me. Let's have a pause for the calls, and we'll see you tomorrow night, you see.